mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can claw. And you don't want to see inside of my... Chapter 62. What do you mean you're not going to help us? Grass and shrubs for Appa, fresh water. Koala sheep herds up here mean we should only have to watch out for shepherds. And they really don't like to see people anyway. Dragged away from tallying up the valley's defensive assets, Sokka sighed. Yeah, he'd been expecting this. Pretty much ever since Shidan had sent Hitomi to go send a message to his ship. Doesn't need a ship if he's coming with us and Appa, Sokka thought. But he's not.
Precisely what I said.
Shidan stood unperturbed in the face of an exasperated airbender.
I have escorted lost children to a place they chose to part ways from me. It is enough.
But you know the Fire Lord set up a trap.
And it is your choice to walk into it,
Shidan said dryly, claws tapping near his hilts.
I will not drag Byakko into the pit of spirit vengeance your predecessors have dug for us. Aid your invasion. Rebel against the Fire Lord. Piandao may choose to aid you, for Temul stands as sword and flame against the spirits who would destroy all Shu Jing's heirs. If she did not, that domain would be ravaged to the ground.
And Shidan had definitely looked at him, Sokka realized, swallowed hard. He knows. He was Piandao's heir, which made him a great name rebelling against the Fire Lord. Oh, joy. Hope Temul's good. We don't need any more spirits at our throats.
If Shu Jing falls, many will be hurt and many will die,
Shidan went on.
If Byakko falls, Mount Shirotora will rage. The Fire Nation would be destroyed and, oh yes, my wife and children would die. I will not.
He eyed Katara, who looked like she was determined not to say anything, even if it killed her. Can't figure out which way she wants to jump, Sokka thought ruefully. On the one hand, Shidan's telling Aang no, and she hates that. On the other...
And as your waterbending teacher would be right to remind you, your invasion will be facing my granddaughter.
Yeah, that, Sokka thought. Sure, Azula was crazy, even downright evil, but gah, even with those you never named, no one asked family to push them off the ice. How could Aang even ask?
Do you truly to expect me to strike at my own blood?
White Whiskers bristled.
Your allies are earth and water. They would never trust me to do such a thing. And if I did, they would never trust Byakko afterward.
And he hadn't even thought that far, Sokka realized, feeling a little sick to his stomach. Take out the Fire Lord, sure. Capture or kill. They'd have to do one of those. But if the Earth Kingdoms and Water Tribes couldn't trust the Great Names to behave afterward?
Until all you bend are crimson and copper nightmares.
Zuko had seen it coming. Months ago. Back then, he'd thought the Firebender was paranoid. Now? If somebody like Iroh was trying to pull this off, somebody everybody would listen to, it might work out okay. That's what the Great Names used to do, before the Fire Lord. You have a neighbor who won't keep his word, who's cracking the ice everyone has to walk on? Kill him, and keep killing until somebody in the other clan wises up enough to be honorable. Or until the other clan was wiped out. That happens sometimes. But we're not Fire Nation. Assassinate the clan head, then wait to see if somebody will act like a sane person. We don't do that. Earth won't stop while it's winning, and water doesn't stop if the tribe's enemies are right there. And they were going to be leading a whole army into the caldera, which was a city where people lived. Oh man, this could get ugly.
I trust you, Aang started. And am I to trust lives to the strength of your word? Shidan narrowed gold eyes at Aang. You ask me to throw my people under your allies' feet and trust them not to trample us. Gyatso did not raise a fool, boy. Do not pretend you are one.
Oh, boy. Dragon about to go critical.
He's not that dumb. He just doesn't want to think good guys can be awful, too. Toph stepped into Aang's line of sight. Aang, he can't help us if we don't trust him. All of us. Or it's going to be Zuko on the beach all over again. Katara wrung her hands, stricken. I wouldn't.
I believe that you would not.
Shidan inclined his head to her.
But to ask all of your allies to trust me, they would be fools. And Chief Hakoda and those who follow him are no fools.
Aang waved his hands, thoroughly frustrated. But we're going to stop the Fire Lord.
As if that somehow solved everything, Sokka thought wryly.
And maybe, in Aang's head, it did. Because stopping the Fire Lord was a good thing. So anyone who wanted him stopped had to be a good person. And good people always got along. Never mind Teemul, or the Painted Lady, or Zuko, for goodness sake.
Ah, did I just think Zuko was an okay guy?
Then again, compared to some of the Earth Kingdom allies they'd had.
And I am under orders from my wife never to approach the Fire Lord,
Shidan snapped back.
Because I would try to kill him, and I would fail. Byakko will not lose me to my own hate.
That shut Aang up. Sokka breathed a sigh of relief. Isn't he your family too? Aang tried.
Ugh. Ugh, ugh. And what was Aang thinking?
You know better. He's not thinking. He's feeling. Sokka told himself. Aang knows we think family's a good thing, and Shidan wants to stop Ozai, and that's a good thing. And good people want good things. Good people don't...
He was my daughter's husband,
Shidan said darkly.
The price of Byakko's safety. The man who has maimed my grandchildren, exiled my grandson, and nearly drove my daughter to insanity. I want his head, Avatar Aang. I want his blood staining Hygiri's blade. You do not want me there.
Right, Sokka thought, almost numb. That. But you can't...
You do not understand.
Shidan closed his eyes, sighing as if the weight of the world had settled on his shoulders.
You are of air. You were raised in quiet. Peace. You do not hate.
Aang swallowed, looked away. I hate your granddaughter.
And you have known her such a short time,
Shidan said dryly.
No, you do not.
Aang stiffened. You can't tell me how I feel.
I would not presume to tell the Avatar how to feel.
Shidan's voice bit like acid.
But I have spent rather more decades in this life than you, young monk. I know what you feel and what you do not. You do not hate. You do not hate anyone.
He blew out a steaming breath.
Hate gnaws at you, Airbender. It coils about you with every breath, biting your heart with its fangs. It whispers in the dark. It clouds the brightest day. For every beat of your heart reminds you that another heart still beats, bringing life to one you cannot forgive.
Aang gulped, finally pale, took a few steps back before he braced himself. But you have to forgive, or it's just poison inside.
Yes, so it is.
Shidan inclined his head.
And I have lived with that poison longer than you could ever imagine. It walks beside me in every battle. It sleeps in my every bed. It is cruel, and it cares for nothing but the one I hate. But it is mine, Avatar Aang.
His voice dropped, low and oddly calm.
I hate, and I know hate. I will live hating Fire Lord Ozai. And if the spirits are not kind, I may die hating him. But it is my hate. I feel it. No one will take it from me. None will soften it. I will live and die myself.
He shook himself, like a tiger dillo shedding water.
So, I will not join you.
Which, honestly, made Sokka breathe a lot easier. He'd never heard hate described like that. Ever. And given that Shidan seemed like he'd not just come to terms with it, but invited it in for a nice bowl of sea prune stew? No, he had heard something like that before. Zuko, what he said about Katara, about how she hates everyone, but most of all, she hates herself. When this was all over, he was going to find a nice, deep hole to hide in. Maybe ask Toph to dig him one. Because if it took two firebenders who weren't even human to explain what his sister was going through, something's wrong with our village. Or the world. Not sure which is scarier.
No, I will leave and spare us both.
Shidan took another slow breath and shook his head.
But I have something that may aid you if you wish it.
Okay, time to put his foot down. If it's a present like Temul's, Sokka stepped between them, I think we'll pass.
It is most certainly not a gift,
Shidan said levelly, apparently choosing to let a youngster's possible threat slide.
It is an old burden, asked of me by one long gone.
A quiet breath.
It is not a pleasant thing to bear, but it may aid you.
What is it? Aang asked, cautious.
A memory.
Damn it, I let him get too close. A warm hand touched him, and they were elsewhere. A place of thin mountain air. The tug of a breeze on whiskers, the blazing contrast of orange robes against blue sky, the warmth of an old hand on scales. Oh boy.
Aang, you were not wrong to run away, knowing what you knew and what the elders might demand. It was an impulsive choice, but it was not unwise.
A quiet, laughing voice. Old, familiar wrinkles creased in a smile.
I only wish you had taken me with you. I am leaving this message with one we both trust. You know him well, even if you did not know how many of your pranks he watched over. Oh, the tales I have seen. Forgive me, there is so little time. I know you will be lost when Kuzan finds you. Confused and angry and hurt at what has happened for you. The world has gone horribly wrong, and it has been wrong for centuries. I suspect even I do not know the worst of it, but I fear it will become worse, very much worse, before it can become better. But you must not give up hope. Believe me, Aang, and believe in yourself. You must not give up. There is hope. Even as some are pulled into the darkness, there are others who struggle towards what is right. They are few and scattered, but you must find them. And if you hear this, some of them have already found you. Aang, what is going to happen, what will have happened, is not your fault. Sozin knows the Avatar was born somewhere among us. It is the only reason he needed to act. His evil is his. You are not to blame for it. And you are not to blame for not being here. The elders might think so. The other monks might. But I am your teacher. If you were here, I would tie you up and tell Kuzan to flee with you. You cannot hope to face Sozin's warriors.
Not yet. Not on the day of the comet itself, when all you know is air. The Fire Lord's power is beyond anything you have seen a firebender wield. And on that day... Aang, I am so sorry. By the time you hear these words, you will already know the temple has burned. We will lose much, you most of all. But even from the ashes, new life will rise. If our destruction means Xiangqin's bending, the way of harmonious accord dies with us, then even in the midst of evil, Sozin's axe will loose one small blessing on the world. Never believe all is lost. There are those you do not know of, whom I found only after long searching. They will fear you. They fear all the temples, and with good cause. But if your acts show who you are, Aang, they will know you are not the elders. They will show you more of air than I would have believed when I was young. Shidan knows them, but ask him carefully, Aang. A dragon takes the safety of those under his wing very seriously, and if his answer seems a riddle to you, recall that it may not be his riddle, but theirs. They are afraid, and like us, they prefer their own customs. Hiding is as much their way as wandering is ours. I know you will respect that. Sages say the Avatar is born where he is, who he is, for a reason. The old master chuckled. I am an old man, and I think it may be that they are making that up. But if they have not, then it is not only the Avatar the world needs, my student. It is you. I will always be your teacher, Aang, and I will always be proud of you. Parting, worn fingers lifting away from scales. May the spirits grant you find him quickly. Gyatso's voice carried only flickers of emotion now, not the engulfing torrent of before. The rustle of his robes echoed off the temple's balcony, cloth colorless as the pale stars with near dawn. He should not grieve alone.
Negotiation, demand, Gyatso flying free, not trapped in falling stone and fire.
No, friend dragon, I will not go.
Frustration, pain, pleading.
I must stay. The old airbender straightened his robes, looking away. I know something of how your kind hunt. If Sozin's forces meet no resistance, none at all, he will be convinced there is nothing here to defend. He will know Aang lives. Gyatso let out a long, slow breath that skirled into a wing-tugging breeze. And I find... I cannot refuse my student that last protection. I will not.
Mane bristled, startled, winds rising, red armor falling.
Yes. A slight, determined nod. Yes, young one, I will fight.
Sorrow.
From you. Gyatso glanced back, surprise in gray eyes. It would never occur to you not to fight for your life. Far less for that of your clan.
Agreement. Sorrow. Vows carved in a glory of ice-catching sunlight, shattered by a careless push.
I have wronged you, Gyatso murmured. All these years, I thought you never understood.
Bittersweet amusement. Claw touching Kuzan's hand. Kuzan's hand reaching out to the wind.
Ah. So I am wrong and right. Is that it? Gyatso smiled a little. You do not understand peace, but you know you do not understand it. And even so, it is precious to us.
Agreement. Shared grief. Wishing the world otherwise.
We cannot linger with what was. We must deal with what is. Gray eyes were intent. Save them, young one. Save all you can.
Timul on the ship's deck. Ancient dragon child whose nod was still sharp. Kuzan in the nursery, gathering the youngest. Maps, supplies, winds judged and hoped for. Promised.
Good luck to you both. Gyatso took two long steps back.
fly. Bundles lashed, sleepy complaints of children, Kuzan on his neck, trying not to weep, half asleep despite every breath to fight night's pull. He leaped, caught the wind. A reel of endless hours, dawn rising into day, a glimpse of black smoke far below. Fire Navy ships. Fly. Kuzan's voice was ragged. His grief burned like molten lead. All we can do is fly. Hidden in a report to Mai on domain conditions, in fire writing and in cipher. Sister. Yes, of course it's your cipher. Mom taught both of us, remember? And I found a couple samples after each birthday present. Learn by being cut. I did. Grandfather says you're healing, and maybe I still can't trust you, but I can at least rely on you to be who you are, to act on the Fire Nation's best interests, even if they're not fathers. I'm going to trust you. Consider this, sister. Who else is as skilled as you are? Who else would have the presence of mind, the power, to strike Aang down in the Avatar state? Exactly. If he dies at any other time, and you know what happens on battlefields, a dozen or so years from now, we're going to be up against a Water Tribe Avatar. There are a conglomeration of reasons why that would be an extremely bad idea. I dealt with one of them in Ba Sing Se. Ask your Dai Li about the Haimajiao. We're dealing with another reason here in the north. The drowned are at Ko's command, and the Face Stealer knows how to whisper in an Avatar's ear. But there's another reason. One that scares me. I've found some information about when the Avatar's cycle seems to have gone wrong. When the Avatar started commanding us to stay separate peoples, instead of advising us on how to overcome our differences. It went wrong with Kesuk, sister. The Avatar is a human as well as a spirit, and the human went mad. And when those trusted with the Avatar did what they must to save humanity, the Face Stealer saw humans inflict the ultimate indignity on its parent. Humans killing the world spirit's bearer. Yes, the Face Stealer thinks the Avatar spirit is his whatever. No, I don't want to think about how that works either. How something with that many legs comes from something that keeps cycling through human lives? You, just trust me on this one, okay? He's been plotting ever since. I don't know what he's been plotting, but I've got enough of the pieces that I want to hide everyone I've ever cared about in the most desolate places in the world. Even you. He's been plotting, and he's had almost a full double cycle of the elements to do it. The next Avatar will be Water Tribe again. A woman again. From the North Pole again. Only this time, instead of just being raised a spoiled brat, she'll be raised to believe women aren't supposed to fight, aren't supposed to go to war, aren't supposed to choose their own lovers. With the Face Stealer right there, right in the heart of the city, whispering about how the Avatar is powerful, the Avatar is noble, the Avatar should have everything she wants. Uncle doesn't get this, Amaya doesn't, but you, sister, I think you understand more than anyone. This is the last chance we're going to get to throw off the Face Stealer's plan. The last chance. Give me a minute to go find rocks to break. Aang is our last chance. Agni, the universe hates me. You know what's going to happen when the sky goes dark. You know what you're going to do. And if I know you, you know all of Father's plans too. Which means you're going to have to be clever. The most clever you've ever been. This is a spirit tangle like you wouldn't believe. Or maybe you would now. If you know Father's intent, you can't tell the spirits you didn't. I tend to believe the Avatar's companions can and will get him out of anything. I feel very, Very sorry for anyone who ends up on the wrong end of Sokka's improvising. That's smarts. The people he's going to drag with him, I doubt they're going to be that lucky. I have other options. I have other resources. But you, sister, you are the best at what you do, so I'm going to do something terrifying. I'm asking you to use your best judgment. You know how to break people, how to hurt them, how to destroy them without ever touching them. Is it in the Fire Nation's best interest to destroy Aang? Tell Circus Girl I got better. She's not going to get another free shot like that. And I hope she stays clear of Aang. The temple had something called Harmonious Accord, and I don't know if he could affect another airbender that way. Stay lucky. Your brother. Who is pretty glad there's a whole ocean between us for my birthday. Again. So what are you going to throw at me this time? And is it flammable? I've got a volcano this time. I bet it is.